A Czech online news server made the remarkable claim on Tuesday that as many as one out of two bottles of spirit sold in the Czech Republic is made on the black market, depriving the state of billions of crowns in unpaid taxes. Distillers themselves say the problem is widespread, although they put the figure at more like one in five, still an alarming trend. Rob Cameron has more.
The online news server Aktuálne.cz has broken many big stories in recent years, and this one seems, at first glance, to be huge. Aktuálne says it hired private detectives to track down the black market in illicit alcohol and discovered sophisticated networks of criminal gangs knocking out knock-off spirits in massive volumes. At the very lowest level, deserted cowsheds and disused sugar refineries have been converted into illegal stills, producing vast quantities of ersatz vodka or rum by diluting methylated spirits and adding artificial flavouring. These are then supplied to unscrupulous pub owners in barrels or sold in Vietnamese grocery stores. Higher up on the chain, counterfeiters are hard at work producing convincing copies of well-known drinks labels to add authenticity. And at the very top, warehouses and official distributors are involved in what Aktuálne claims is a massive tax fraud involving billions of crowns. Vladimír Steiner, head of the Czech Distillers Union, says in his view, Aktuálne's figure of 50% is massively exaggerated, saying the union's own estimates talk of 15 to 25%. He explained to me the root of the problem.
"15 to 25% still represents a huge amount of money, but the problem is partly due to the taxes themselves. It's partly due to the relatively high excise duty on spirits in the Czech Republic, which is much higher than other European countries such as Italy or Spain. So illegal production is hugely profitable in this country. The laws themselves are excellent. The problem is their application. They've been reducing the number of customs officers who check these things, and as soon as they do that, you see a rise in illegal production."
Vladimír Steiner says most people will never notice the difference in their glass because the vast majority of illegally produced or untaxed alcohol is distributed wholesale to the pub and restaurant market, and therefore the customer never gets to see the label on the bottle. He believes the vast majority of bottles on sale in supermarkets and grocery stores is legitimate, although some obviously will be bootleg. And a final sobering thought. He doesn't think the situation in the Czech Republic is radically different from anywhere else in Europe.
That report on the Czech bootleg booze problem